welcome to M&M's Podcast Vibes. I'm Maddie Albert, and I hope you're having an amazing day today. I also hope you aren't having to deal with any skin disorders, because that will be the theme of this week's podcast. Now, over to the other Maddie for some more information.
Thanks, Maddie. I'm Maddie Hawkins, and I'm so excited about this week's topic of skin disorders. Skin disorders can range from anything like blisters to ringworm to melanoma. Different kinds of skin disorders have different levels of seriousness and risk to your body. Despite this, we recommend if you suspect a skin disorder to get it checked out no matter how small or unserious it looks. This is because you can never be certain with a skin disorder, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
A skin disorder in general is a problem in the skin that may be painful or cause an abnormal appearance to your skin. There are many fascinating disorders we could talk about today, but today we will be specifically discussing the interesting skin disorder rosacea. Rosacea is a common skin disorder that causes redness to the skin.
Yes, true. It can cause small red pus-filled bumps on the face. Also, the redness of the face is caused by small blood vessels that come visible on the skin. Some say that it looks sort of like acne.
That is a great way to describe it. In fact, many people confuse rosacea with acne and don't get the proper treatment because they think they just have acne.
That is scary. I found out that only middle-aged women with fair skin tend to get this disorder, so not everyone has to be on the lookout for it.
Speaking of scary, doctors still don't know what causes rosacea.
I know, that's not good. On that frightening note, we will be taking a quick break for a short commercial.
This podcast station is sponsored by Kellogg's Fruit Loops. This cereal is the tastiest cereal you will ever eat. Those little super-sized bites with deliciously intense natural fruit flavors always hit the spot. I could eat those things all day long. They truly are flavor bursting. And we are back. Thanks for making me hungry. But now back to rosacea. Now that we have discussed causes of rosacea, let's talk about how to contain your flare-ups if you end up getting it.
Since doctors still don't know the cause, there is still not a found cure to fully get rid of rosacea. Despite this, there are many ways to prevent flare-ups from occurring.
Exactly. You can do this by protecting your skin from the sun, minimizing stress, avoid overheating, limiting alcohol, protecting your face from the cold, and by using moisturizers.
There are many moisturizers specifically made to help with rosacea flare-ups. I did some research and found that the best one is Fresh Rose Deep Hydration Face Cream. This is a lightweight gel cream that contains a variety of hyaluronic acids. You can even get this cream in two different sizes, a 15 milliliter or a 50 milliliter. The cost of the 15 milliliter container is $15, and the 50 milliliter one costs $42.
Wow, that sounds great. So if any of you out there have rosacea, go get that right now. Other treatments you can buy would be types of antibiotics, vitamin A derivative, and topical antiseptic cream. A few types of antibiotics that you can purchase would be minoxidil, erythromycin, tetracycline, and many more. All of these treatments stop the growth of it and kill the bacteria.
Oh wow, I didn't know about the antibiotics, but I did know about the vitamin A derivative. The drug you take to get this is called tetranin. This can help clear acne and other skin conditions, specifically rosacea. This works by unplugging hair follicles and helps prevent new blockages. Also, it slows skin cell growth.
I didn't know all of that. That's fascinating. Did you know that the topicals destroy or prevent the growth of microorganisms on the skin that could cause different types of infections, in this case, rosacea?
No, I had no idea. Well, I hope you feel like you have a good understanding about rosacea and how you could prevent flare-ups if you have it. That is all we have for you today. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of M&M Products Podcast Vibes. Tune in next week to learn about another interesting skin disorder.